This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Football fans have a little bit more than 24 hours left to wait till the start of the season, which means for the truly dedicated among you, there is still time to join a fantasy football league. Draft a team, follow your player's stats, you trade, you wheel and deal, and have your general manager dreams fulfilled. If you're a serious fantasy player, there is something you ought to know about, though. It's called FantasyPlayerProtect.com. You can buy real insurance for the players on your make-believe team. Joe LaGiglia is one of the founders. Joe, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you, Kai.
I will say this is a creative idea, man.
Thank you very much.
Where did you come up with it?
Well, we've been diehard fantasy gamers for a real long time, and it was just one of those things that was definitely built out of necessity. My brother Phil and I just happened to always draft the guys that got injured on our fantasy team.
Yeah.
And we decided to do something business-wise with it, and that's really where FantasyPlayerProtect.com came from.
And let's say I have Aaron Rodgers, and I'm smart, so I've called you before the season, and I've signed up, and I've said, I want to insure Aaron Rodgers. How does that work?
Go to our website, click on Aaron Rodgers, and being a real insurance product backed by an A-rated insurance company, you would get a premium amount for Aaron Rodgers, the amount that you have invested into your league to build that team.
And well, okay, so let's back up for a minute. I am being insured against the loss of my entry fee to the league, which is what, like $100, $200, what?
Yeah, so the average right now out there is between around 150 to 200.
Okay.
We offer coverage up to 1,000, but certainly it's a wide range. You know, $50 leagues, $100 leagues is kind of where a lot of the common people play.
And so I pay my premium, and then if Aaron Rodgers gets hurt, what, I get that $100 back after, you know, I pay what, probably $10, $20 to guarantee my $100?
That's exactly right.
And here's where I lose my grasp on reality. You understand that this is like make-believe stuff, right?
Well, I tell you what, Kai, 35 million gamers can't be wrong. if you talk to any gamers that are out there, there's a huge passion. And fantasy or not, there's a lot of people that believe this is a real fun hobby that has gone mainstream over the last few years.
You know, it occurs to me, even, as much as I made fun of you for this being make-believe and stuff, it does occur to me that teams have insurance on these players, right? I mean, the Green Bay Packers probably have Aaron Rodgers insured out the wazoo.
Well, that's certainly the case. I mean, really what we've done is take that concept of the real world and bring it over to the fantasy, because the amount of money that's being spent on Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay really does equate to the amount of money being spent on Aaron Rodgers in the fantasy world.
What do you get if you win your fantasy league? Well, I guess now that I think about it, you get the proceeds, right? If you've got 30 people at $100 a whack, you get, what, $3,000, right?
That's exactly correct.
Okay.
And as I said, that's why the amount being spent on team ownership costs has really gone up over the last few years. But really, besides winning the financial outlay, there's a huge bragging rights here that really does last the whole year long until the next season starts.
Yeah, no, I bet. Who do you like? Who have you drafted first for this year?
Well, being from Chicago, you know, I always look to grab some of those top Chicago players. So Brandon Marshall and Matt Forte have...
Jay Cutler's there, yo, right?
He's a great backup quarterback on your fantasy team. And we're hoping that with the new offense we got going on over here in Chicago, he'll have a good year.
Joe LaGiglia, his new company is called FantasyPlayerProtect.com. Joe, thanks a bunch.
Thank you very much.